The question has to deal with why is it that nations, when they're at the height of their apogee of well-being, welcome the Jews in, and then as their decline sets in, a rejection of Jews seems to set in, and from whence within the host society might that antipathy originate?
Well, as far as we can best make out, there, until the rise of capitalism, there was an outermost limit on the possibility of economic growth. And when that limit was reached, the rulers in these societies were not entrepreneurs. They weren't motivated by profits. They were very spendthrift. That is, they assumed, particularly in the imperial phase, that their wealth would continue to grow and grow and grow, and they acted on that accordingly. Then when a limit was reached, and one of the limits was the technology of agriculture, there was a point at which you just couldn't produce you could optimize production within these other systems only up to a point, until the rise of capitalism. So every empire, as far as we can determine, declined when it reached that point where the income began to recede, and there wasn't enough to go round as before, so then they began to tax the people more than they had taxed, required more tribute. But they couldn't produce anymore, so therefore you were only making it worse. And then the ruling elites began to fight among themselves as how to divide up the declining surplus. And it's at that time when a helpless people become a diversionary opportunity. One, since they may have garnered some wealth, so you're able to take that wealth away from them. Secondly, you can take the anger at the people who are beginning to have to, because they have to pay more taxes and so on, and say, well, it's not coming systemically, but it's coming because of the Jews who don't, obviously they don't believe in our gods, and they are aliens and this sort of thing, which hadn't bothered them a bit. By the way, it's very interesting to see the way Farrakhan, for example, and Chicago, and this other politician in Chicago play on that. The problem of a permanent underclass is a systemic problem. It's not coming from Jews, it's not coming from Gentiles, it's simply coming because American wealth is not what it was. And you have to decide, are you going to use all those billions to get rid of this underclass, or are you going to say, well, we have a permanent underclass and we'll police them and they have their drugs, whatever the case may be. But we don't want to pay what it will cost, because we have $3 trillion is our national debt now, I understand. All right, so a Farrakhan comes along to the blacks, and he doesn't say, well, look, this is a systemic problem. What can we do to find a way in which we can solve the problem of unemployment in a constructive way? No, he says, the Jews, in other words, if there weren't the Jews, you wouldn't have a systemic problem. Now, it's easy enough then. It's much easier to blame the Jews who are, seem to be wealthy. When's the last time you saw an unemployed Jew? When's the last time you saw a Jew that wasn't in a Rolls Royce or a Cadillac? Where's a condominium that isn't full of Jews, etc.? It's there for presumably all of them to see. Therefore, by splitting those who have garnered wealth into those who are exploited, after Hitler did, exploitative, as against those, so to speak, who just fell into their hands or something, you are able generally to arouse masses of people. So that's what happened. But the point was that once you got rid of the Jews, it didn't stop the systemic collapse. So then they began destroying each other. Didn't you have the War of the Roses after there weren't any Jews? There, didn't you have the wars of the front? And so, look at all the civil wars that you had in the decaying years of feudalism in Spain, etc. So those are the dynamics. Now, with the rise of capitalism, you have a economic system that has no limits as to what it can create in the way of wealth. But capitalism didn't function in the early years as a universal system, as it's now moving to become. It was broken up into nation-state capitalist rivalries with each other. So that's where these nation-state wars came from, not from capitalism as an economic system, but the fact that capitalism was fragmented into national capitalisms rather than what is happening now, a development of global capitalism. And then you had anti-Semitism. When they were doing well, the Jews were brought in and treated well. Do poorly, you get anti-Semitism. The answer is simple enough, getting it accomplished. Another story, but watch that European community. Just watch it go. By the year 2000, you might get the Messianic era. Just you wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I feel as though I've been listening to a little bit of Isaiah here tonight. And I hope that his good words come through.